This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, we're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy first day of the NCAA tournament. First real day at the very least. Sorry to the Dayton games and everything. John Lopez, Reggie Atitula, Figgy Fig back at the studio. Fig, how are you holding up? Because I always feel bad for the person who does not get to get out here when it sounds like it's all the fun happening.
I'm actually living the life, man. It's good, man. I don't have an issue being back in studio.
All right, cool. I hope you're watching a little bit of basketball as we are. There's two games going right now. One of my upset picks, High Point, currently staying with Purdue. I mean, they're about halfway through the first half in that game. And then also, the 8-9 matchup between Louisville and Creighton is looking like a beat 'em down moment. Creighton, 49-31 lead.
Hey, I'm 1-0.
Well, that one's not done yet. Calm down. You already chalking up wins before.
Creighton wilding on them, man.
They are. They are.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for confession.
Just wilding on them.
Regarding this whole wilding thing.
still don't feel comfortable. It still doesn't sound comfortable. I'm going to be honest. Let's circle back to the Texans. We've talked about it all morning long. I guess not morning anymore. It's 12 o'clock, which means we're actually going to be giving away some Twin Peaks gift cards. If you're coming out to see us, there's a few things that you have to do. First, you have to introduce yourself. Don't be shy. Come over and say what's up to us. You know who we are. We're the ones with the big old table with headphones on. But then on top of that, let us know how or why are you out of work right now in order to watch some basketball and hang out with us. And then also, come in and make sure you sign up for the opportunity to win some of the giveaways that we have here at Twin Peaks all the way through till 6 p.m. with The Drive.
I'm not going to put his title out there, but a St. Arnold's employee is here, quote, checking on the product.
Checking on
the product here.
Exactly.
So.
There you go. All right. So Cam Robinson, probably going to be your left tackle. You sign him. You get a little Danielle Hunter done yesterday as well. Extension there, 1 year, $35.6 million. Hold that, Max Crosby. But, all right, now are they done? Now? Because yesterday we were talking about it as, okay, if they're done in free agency, you know, what does it look like? Now are they done? And if so, or if not, what have you, you know, what does it look like going forward? Lopez, you seem to have an idea. This move or these series of moves yesterday seemed to spark something within you, an idea. Where are you looking?
I think it affects – I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because of how it affects them going into the draft and what they do in the draft. It kind of got me excited about some of the possibilities out there, because I hate two things, and one of them is just a complete fallacy. The fallacy is, hey, we're just going to draft the best player available. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to draft the best player available for – I guess you are, but you didn't finish your sentence. We're going to draft the best player available for what we need.
There you go.
For what we need is usually how it goes. It's just a big fallacy in the NFL when GMs say stuff like that. But now – they can do that. The Texans can draft the best player available for what they need. And frankly, that might be a wide receiver. You know, before this deal was done, they were going to draft an offensive lineman. You know, if they had they gone into the draft with this as the, you know, the offensive line, Titus Howard, you know, no Cam Robinson, they were going to draft an offensive lineman, 100%. Now, that's what they were going to do. Now they're not so much necessarily there. They can, you know, if Gray Zabel drops, if, hell, you know, Banks drops, you know, but I think more of a Gray Zabel type.
I'm glad you mentioned Banks, because Banks has been interesting. We talked to, obviously, Charles McDonald yesterday, and that was earlier. That was about this time yesterday, before we found out that they were signing Cam Robinson to play left tackle. And one of the things he was talking about is the possibility of signing, like, a Kelvin Banks Jr., maybe to play tackle, but also he could play guard. He viewed him kind of like a, you know, I'm not a tweener, but somebody that had that versatility of playing either. That's still within play, where maybe you have a Kelvin Banks, play him at guard, and then slide him out to tackle at a later date if you need it. That was something that came to mind. Sorry,
but
you mentioned Kelvin Banks, that came to mind.
But they don't have to. You know, they
true.
You know, all of a sudden, if you're in the camp of, man, I'd really like to see Abuka, whichever wide receiver, you know, captures your fancy, I think that's in play now. I think that's in play now because of Cam Robinson. So that's how, you know, are the Texans done is the question. I think, no, they're not in terms of how it affects their draft. But they might not be in free agency either. I mean, I haven't dug into, you know, Texans cap and where they are exactly, but there might be some tweaking to be done there.
Again, salute to our guy, Texas Cap. I'm sure he's tired of various people like us texting him, like, hey, so what do you know? What do you see? I'm sure that he'll get us a better idea of what the cap situation looks like. But it feels like they're in a solid place. So I don't know how much money they have to play with. But if they were to head back into free agency, one more game. Like what are you feeling? Because I mean, obviously, you mentioned wide receiver. That is still a place that they need to address, and that's one of those things that I think we are putting on the docket.
Could be
for the draft. The offensive line is one of those places where some people are saying that they would still like to see a free agent on the offensive line. I might not be quite in that place, but I can understand how you get there. Do you think anything like, you know, anything major? Like, do you think now we're in the place where we thought we were yesterday, where starters in free agency are probably unlikely?
I would have to say yes, but I'm just saying they're not done necessarily in free agency, you know, depending on what their cap space is and, you know, cap space for rookie contracts, et cetera. But, you know, you've been about the defensive tackle position. Well, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to sign a big-time run-stuffing defensive tackle. But I think there's some options out there. There's some options out there at defensive tackle. Hell, maybe even, you know, offensive line, even though it seems like they might be done there until the draft anyway. But, no, I think it gives you some options. It certainly makes you more less predictable. So I think they're absolutely in a good spot.
Yeah, it seems like some of the mock drafts that are coming out now, like I was just looking at an SI one, Sports Illustrated, they still kind of had that Josh Simmons at 25 feel that finding an offensive tackle. For the Texans, we'll see how that continues to progress. But you're sold on the idea that they're getting aggressive now. This is the Nick Caserio where he revs up later in free agency, which is where we are here, and that you start to see things shake. Okay.
And it's also it kind of also opens up some options after the draft for you. I feel.
What do you mean?
Like you know, you're talking about guys like Stephon Diggs maybe after the draft. I don't know what the number is, and that's what we have to kind of hone in on. But I think after the draft, you can reset and see what's possible out there. You know, I think one of the low-key you know, big positions of need for this team, whether it's the draft or elsewhere, maybe even, you know, some sort of trade, I think low-key tight end is still there. You know, we know what they have, and they have some bodies that have been here. And that's not fair. I shouldn't just call them some bodies that have been here.
But
they,
I didn't take it from a bad place, but I see how maybe someone could.
Yeah, they have some dudes that have played here. But do they have, you know, what they really want with this offense as a blocking tight end for an offense that is going to be much more run-oriented, you know?
Yeah.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I can see that, especially when you look at the clear and obvious tie to tight end with Nick Caley being a former tight ends coach. Like, that does become appealing. Yeah. I know plenty of people have talked about the possibility of a Tyler Warren. How far is too far to go, though, if you were like, oh, we would want to add a tight end? How far for you is a space where you're like, no, I can't get there?
I mean, look, I think with Nick Caley right now, tight end is going to be the focal point. It's what he knows best. And I think at tight end, you know, there are some options there. Maybe he loves these guys. I'm just saying low-key, that might be one of the places where they can find something.
From the 832, is there a way to make sure Casario doesn't draft a project offensive lineman? That's interesting. I mean, when you say project, I'm trying to kind of think of what that is.
Fourth round?
Yeah, I was like, that feels really late.
Second-round offensive linemen are good linemen.
Yes, I think that with the current class that we're looking at, the overwhelming kind of sentiment is that in that second-round space, right, the guys that are not, like, truly the first-round grades, the guys that are the Membu, the Will Campbell at the top that are expected to go, like, top 10, those guys span from anywhere from like 20 all the way to like to the 50s, 60s maybe, of guys that you could probably plug in and play and feel very good about them starting and playing fairly well early on in their tenure. So I think that you're in a perfect draft situation. In fact, one of the things that I keep thinking of, and you mentioned the idea of, hey, wide receiver, I've thought about various kind of mock drafts that have put from earlier in the offseason where they would put you getting like an Ibuka or a Golden in the first round, and then taking someone like a Tate Ratledge out of Georgia, a dude who is you know, very physical, who has the like speed and ability, because again, we still don't actually know what the scheme of this game is, of this team is, especially like run scheme. Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to be a zone running scheme similarly to like what you were? Well, maybe not similar to like what you were last year, but at least a zone scheme, because Tate Ratledge is apparently a guy that has the ability to reach and has the athleticism to get out and do those types of things. And I'm like, he's one that's really expected to be there when you're picking in the second round. So there's still a lot of really interesting offensive linemen, and I wouldn't put it past him to get one in that top range, first, second round, and then go back and get another one maybe with one of your third round picks or a fourth round pick, something like that.
And if you want to call that a project, then I guess it is, but that's what you get there. And the other part of this is If I had to guess based on their moves alone, based on their moves, I think they're going to be there might be some zone scheme there. Obviously, that's his history, recent history. But I think they're going to be more Patriots-like and try to get more of a power scheme. And on the text board as well, Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews continues to come up. That dude? Definitely don't. I just don't know what he has left and if he's even going to play.
I'm sorry, you're probably making a great point, but our engineer Matt just
did he take
food.
A fry?
We order food at here at Twin Peaks, which you're supposed to do each year.
Before you had one,
he took a fry tax, and I can kind of understand the fry tax in certain instances, right? If you paying or whatever, he ain't do nothing. He ain't make the food nothing. Like they brought over the food, he walk over, he take one of my fries. Like that's a foul, right? That's an offense. Philly, can you weigh in here? Just somebody taking a fry off your plate.
Yeah, my question is, I know y'all cool, but are y'all that cool? Are y'all that cool?
See, and that's what I'm trying to figure out myself. I didn't know we were like that.
I feel like me and you are cool, but I don't know if we cool enough where I could just take a fry from your plate.
And here's the thing.
Before you had one.
Well, yeah. He ain't even asked, and I understand I'm on air, but there's, you know, you could do the, like, impromptu sign language, like, yo, am I good here? He didn't do that either. He just assumed.
Part of the fries? Can I have one?
I probably would have let him have the fry as well.
Yeah, I would have.
That's unbelievable.
That is. But shout out to him for it.
No shout out. He's out here stealing fries.
Well, shout out to Jalen for taking our order.
Yes, shout out to Jalen for taking our order. The food looks fantastic.
Can't
wait.
I got a smokestack.
What y'all get?
Don't talk about Jalen like that.
No, I did order a smokestack from a smoke show.
Oh, okay.
But it is called the smokestack.
All right, so Figgy, at the risk of making you more jealous that we're out here, I got me a lobster roll BLT.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which looks really good. And now,
Lord.
All right. So we're not making this a bit. Don't walk into Twin Peaks saying that you're going to eat some of Reggie's fries. I will fight somebody. Okay. Like,
Head over to Twin Peaks right now, just grab a fry. Fries on Reggie.
Do I have to box out?
When you walk by Reggie's plate, just go ahead and grab a fry. Apparently, it's open season.
Hey, Reggie about to start acting like Kevin Garnett.
Yes.
Man, y'all going to make me act up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, y'all are doing all sorts of bits from the 832 Kenyon Green when it comes to, like, I guess that ended up being a little bit more project. But he wasn't a project when you drafted him. That's the
problem. No.
He was not supposed to be a project. Titus Howard was a project.
He was a high first round pick, which means you are a plug and play starter. Well, boy, we are. That does open up a whole other thing here. You know, talking about Cam Robinson and the draft and him. If Cam Robinson doesn't work, and stack that on top of Kenyon Green and some of these other, you know, picks that may or may not work out are still TBD, on top of maybe another draft pick, and if that one comes along slowly, then we have to talk about Nick Caserio's ability to evaluate offensive linemen.
Do you think that falls into the same level? Because
they evaluated Cam Robinson.
Right. This was clearly a decision that they made in the way that they went about it. The only thing that I keep thinking about is just like this is clearly like a stepping stone offensive line. Mm-hmm. Would you give any level of like partial credit or like any level of understanding there? Or is it just no? This falls in line with the decisions that you made, and you have to own for them. And of course, again, this is within the understanding that if you end up in a situation where Cam Robinson is some level of problematic for you.
Yeah, look, I'm confident in him. I like this move. But when I saw that text, I'm like, if it doesn't work out, and this is a down-the-road discussion. But so far, the offensive lineman that he's evaluated and brought in and given extensions to, not the best resume so far. He's been so good everywhere, but the offensive line, it's something to maybe keep an eye on.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Ron the Show Hughley in the building, baby. Remember, we're out here at the Twin Peaks on 59.
Ron, go get a fry for Reggie.
We're here. Hey, wait, hold on. No. But we're here 10 to 2, and of course, then the drive takes over 2 to 6. We're out here, Sports Radio 610, enjoying the fullness of the first day of the NCAA tournament. Come out and hang out with us. But coming up next, about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. We'll do that next.